This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you know how everyone's always saying your wedding day should be all about you and, like, expressing your true self and all that jazz?
Tell me about it.
Well, we are so here for that sentiment, but, like, why stop at the decor in the playlist?
Right. Why limit yourself to one dress when you can? Like, have a whole damn fashion journey throughout the day.
Exactly. It's 2024, babe. We're ditching the one dress rule and embracing multiple wedding outfits.
Yes. It's all about celebrating different facets of your personality. You know, why limit yourself to just one vibe when you can embody the whole damn mood board?
Hell yeah. I love that. So where do we even begin with this whole multiple outfit thing?
Okay, so let's break it down. First up, the ceremony, that walk down the aisle moment. It's all about that first impression, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's got to be iconic.
Exactly. So think about the emotions you want to evoke. Timeless elegance, modern romance, a touch of drama, all that good stuff.
Okay, I'm feeling it already.
And this is where those classic silhouettes come in. You know, the ball gowns, the A-lines, maybe a train that'll make everyone's jaws drop.
Yeah. And the veil. Don't forget the veil. It's like the ultimate bridal accessory.
It's a statement piece for sure.
Okay, but imagine this. You gliding down the aisle, looking like a goddamn goddess in a dress that just screams, I'm about to marry the love of my life, and D, I look fucking amazing doing it.
Yes. Confidence is key. It's about commanding attention, setting the tone for the whole celebration.
It's your moment to shine.
Literally. And don't be afraid to add your own twist to those classic looks.
Right, like who says you can't have a classic silhouette with, like, a badass edge or something?
Exactly. Make it your own. Okay, but now let's talk about when the vows are done and the photos are taken.
It's party time. The reception.
Okay, so comfort becomes super important for this part of the day. You want to be able to move, dance, eat, drink, and celebrate without feeling restricted.
Exactly. No one wants to be worrying about tripping over a train while they're tearing up the dance floor.
So true. So for the reception look, we're thinking sleek, form-fitting dresses, jumpsuits that let you move, maybe even a mini dress if you're feeling bold.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ditch that heavy gown and slip into something that says, I'm here to dance, drink, and celebrate with my people.
Yes. And don't be afraid to go all out with the details. Think sequins, bold colors, cutouts, bring on the personality.
It's all about letting loose, having fun, and showing off your personal style.
Exactly. But then we've got the after party.
Oh, the after party. That intimate, chill vibe where you can really let loose with your closest friends and family.
Okay, so for this look, think effortless chic, comfort without sacrificing style, slip dresses, party minis, maybe even something themed if that's your vibe.
Ooh, I love that. And by this point, those heels have got to go, right?
Girl, please. Comfort is queen for the after party.
I'm packing comfy as hell sneakers or flats. It's like, yeah, I'm the bride and I can rock whatever the fuck I want.
You do you. It's all about making a statement and showing that you don't have to sacrifice comfort for style, even on your wedding day.
Okay, so we've covered the looks, but I think it's important to, like, address why this whole multiple outfit trend is blowing up. Like, is it just about the fashion, or there's something deeper going on?
It's so much more than just the clothes. It's about embracing all those different sides of yourself, feeling confident and amazing in every single moment of your big day.
I love that. It's like saying, I'm not just one thing and I don't have to be.
Exactly. And it allows you to maximize the experience, you know? You can be elegant and glamorous for the ceremony, then switch it up to fun and free-spirited for the reception, and finally unwind in something comfy and stylish for the after party.
You get to have it all. And let's not forget about the element of surprise for your guests.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, this bride is a chameleon. I can't wait to see what she's going to wear next.
Exactly. It keeps things interesting and shows off your personality. Plus, think about the photos.
Oh my God, yes. So many different looks to capture. It's like a fashion editorial come to life.
You'll have the most epic wedding album ever.
But hold up. Before everyone runs off to buy, like, a dozen different outfits, we need to talk about whether this trend is actually right for you.
Right. I mean, it's your day, your vibe, your budget. You have to be honest with yourself about what you want, what you can handle, and what fits your overall vision for the wedding.
Exactly. Don't feel pressured just because it's trendy. If it doesn't feel authentic to you, then don't do it.
It's about being true to yourself, not some Instagram ideal.
And Honestly, you'll shine the brightest when you're rocking your own unique style, whether that's one outfit or five.
Absolutely.
So let's say you're totally feeling the multiple outfit vibe. How do you actually pull it off without losing your damn mind?
Okay, first things first, get your planner on board early. They'll help you create a realistic timeline that allows for those outfit changes without rushing or missing out on the party.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be stuck in some back room changing while everyone else is out there having fun.
And when you're choosing those killer outfits, think about how easy they are to get in and out of. Zippers are your best friend. Buttons, not so much. And if you're going for something with intricate lacing, make sure you've got someone on hand who can handle that shit like a pro.
Yeah, no one wants a wardrobe malfunction on their big day.
Accessories are key too. Each look needs its own finishing touches, jewelry, shoes, maybe even a different hairstyle. Keeping everything organized is crucial.
It's like having your own personal fashion pit crew, ready to transform you into a different version of fabulousness with each outfit change.
Exactly. And don't forget a steamer to tackle any wrinkles. You want to look fresh as hell for every reveal.
Okay, we've got the changing process down. But what about those in-between moments? Like, how do you make sure you're not MIA for half the reception while you're switching outfits?
That's where your planner comes in again. Work with them to schedule those changes strategically, maybe during cocktail hour or while everyone's enjoying dinner. The key is to minimize the time you're away from the party.
And for the love of God, communicate with your photographer and videographer. You're investing in those photos and videos, so make sure they capture all those stunning looks.
Each one tells a different part of your wedding story,
Yeah.
and you want those memories documented.
Speaking of stories, I think it's time we hear from some real brides who rocked the multiple outfit trend.
Yes. We reached out to a few brides who went all out on their big day, and their insights are amazing. Like Sarah, for example.
Oh, film me everything.
She told us that having multiple outfits allowed her to fully embrace the different vibes of her wedding. For the ceremony, she went full-on princess with a dramatic ball gown and a cathedral-length veil.
Wow.
But for the reception, she wanted something more relaxed and fun, so she changed into a sparkly jumpsuit that let her dance the night away.
Okay, that's fucking awesome. I love that she could have her fairy tale moment, Andy, get down on the dance floor without feeling restricted.
Exactly. And then there's Emily.
Okay, what about Emily?
She said her ceremony dress was stunning, but incredibly heavy and with a long train. By the time the reception rolled around, she was so ready to ditch the extra weight and move freely, so she slipped into the sleek, form-fitting number that made her feel confident and sexy.
See? Practical A&D, stylish. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Did any of these badass brides have any, like, regrets or words of caution about the whole multiple outfit thing?
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
Jessica.
Yeah, what did Jessica say?
She mentioned that she wished she had planned her transitions a little more carefully. She ended up spending more time than she anticipated changing and missed out on some of the cocktail hour fun.
That's a good point. It's all about finding that balance between, like, those wow factor outfit changes and still being present and enjoying every moment with your guests.
Absolutely. You don't want to be so focused on the logistics that you forget to actually enjoy your own wedding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what about Chloe? What were her thoughts?
Chloe emphasized the importance of choosing outfits that truly reflect your personal style. She said for her second look, she initially considered a dress that was trendy but didn't really feel like her. In the end, she went with a dress that was more unique and edgy, and she said it made her feel so much more confident and comfortable throughout the night.
Yes, girl, it's your wedding, your style, own it. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, the budget. Let's be real, multiple outfits can add up.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. If having multiple outfits is high on your priority list, be prepared to allocate a bigger chunk of your budget to attire. But don't freak out. There are ways to be smart about it.
Okay, hit me with those money-saving tips.
Renting is a game changer, babe. There are some amazing rental companies out there with designer dresses that would cost a fortune to buy.
Love it. Sustainable, A&D, budget friendly.
Exactly. And don't sleep on those sales. Keep an eye out for sample sales or end-of-season clearances. You can find some serious steals.
Oh, and another pro tip, follow your favorite bridal boutiques on social media. They often announce sales and promotions there.
Definitely. And think about versatility. Can you re-wear any of those pieces after the wedding? Maybe that reception jumpsuit could be your go-to outfit for a fancy night out.
Ooh, I love that. Getting more bang for your buck.
And never underestimate the power of accessories. They can completely transform a look without the hefty price tag of a whole new outfit.
Okay, so we've covered the practicalities, the budget-friendly tips, and even heard from real brides. What's the final verdict on this multiple outfit trend?
It's not for everyone, that's for sure. It requires more planning, a bit more budget, and the willingness to embrace a little chaos. But for those who are drawn to it, it can be an amazing way to express yourself, have fun with fashion, and create a wedding day that's truly unforgettable.
So if you're a bride who loves to make a statement, who's all about owning her style, and who's ready to break the mold, then this trend might just be your calling.
Remember, your wedding day is about celebrating your love and your unique journey as a couple. So if multiple outfits feel like a way to amp up the celebration and showcase all the amazing sides of yourself, then go for it.
Preach. Now we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're diving even deeper into this trend with some seriously inspiring ways to rock it. So get ready to take notes.
Okay, so let's say you've decided. Yep, multiple outfits, I'm doing it. Now the real question is,
How the hell do you actually pull it off? Because, girl, those quick changes can be a recipe for disaster if you're not careful.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, picture this. It's your wedding day. You're supposed to be out there, like, mingling with your guests. And instead, you're stuck in some tiny bathroom, sweating your ass off, trying to get out of a dress with a million buttons.
No.
Like, one wants that. So let's break down how to nail those outfit transitions like a pro. First things first, location, location, location.
So, like, I can't just whip off my dress in the middle of the dance floor. Damn.
Well, you could, but probably not the best look. You're gonna need a dedicated space for those quick changes, somewhere private, spacious.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. What else should I be looking for in this, like, magical quick change location?
Think about logistics.
Yeah.
Can you easily move around in this space? Is there enough lighting for makeup touch-ups? A full-length mirror? And for the love of God, make sure there's seating.
Yes. You need a throne, girl. Standing in a huge ass dress for like an hour while someone laces you up is not a vibe.
No, it's not. Okay, so you've got your location locked down.
Check. Now let's talk about the actual changing process. Any tips for making that shit smooth and stress-free?
Please share your wisdom.
Okay, so the number one rule for outfit changes: choose outfits that are easy to get in and out of. Zippers are your BFFs. Buttons, not so much.
Yeah, especially those tiny little pearl buttons. Ugh.
And listen, if you're going for something with like intricate lacing or complicated bustle, make sure you've got someone on hand who knows how to handle that shit like a pro. You mean like a bridal fairy godmother who can magically transform me from ceremony chic to reception ready in the blink of an eye?
Exactly. And don't forget about the undergarments.
Ooh, good point.
You'll want to choose pieces that work seamlessly with each outfit. No one wants visible panty lines or bra straps ruining their vibe.
Okay, so undergarments that disappear under everything. Got it. So we've got the outfits planned out. What about accessories?
Accessories. Girl, don't even get me started. Accessories are everything. They can totally elevate your look, take it to the next level, and help you transition between different vibes effortlessly.
Okay, so what's the strategy here?
Have a designated accessory station for each outfit. Shoes, jewelry, hair pieces, all laid out, organized, and ready to go.
I love that organized chaos. It's like having your own little fashion pit crew, right?
Yes, your glam squad is there to make sure everything runs smoothly. Oh, and another pro tip, don't forget a steamer for those last-minute wrinkle emergencies. You want to look fresh as hell for every single outfit reveal.
Okay, so we've got the outfits, the location, the accessories. We've basically got this changing process down pat. But what about those in-between moments? Like, how do you make sure you're not MIA for half the reception while you're changing?
Okay, so this is where your planner really earns their money, honey. You've
Yeah.
got to work with them to schedule those changes strategically. Maybe during cocktail hour or while everyone's enjoying dinner. The key is to minimize the time you're away from the party.
Makes sense. And obviously, you need to tell your photographer and videographer about the whole outfit situation, right?
100%. They need to know the game plan so they can capture every single look. I mean, you're investing serious cash in those photos and videos, right? Make sure they document everything.
You know, all those killer looks deserve their moment in the spotlight. Each one tells a different part of your wedding story, and you want to remember every detail.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the logistics of outfit changes, but let's be real, even with the best laid plans, shit can still go wrong.
Oh, this is my favorite part. Let's talk damage control.
So first of all, breathe.
Okay.
Seriously, don't let a minor wardrobe malfunction ruin your day.
Like if a button pops or something.
Exactly. Most likely your bridesmaids or planner can totally handle it. Just make sure you've got a little sewing kit and some safety pins on hand for those just-in-case moments.
Okay, good to know. What about if I spill something on my dress? Like red wine or, God forbid, cake?
Listen, don't panic. Club soda is your new best friend. Blot, don't rub, and hopefully the stain will magically disappear.
Hopefully. But what if it doesn't?
Well, sometimes you just gotta own it. Rock that stain like a badge of honor.
You know what? I like that attitude. Any other tips for handling those unexpected snafus?
Honestly, the best advice I can give you is to just roll with the punches. It's your wedding day. Things are bound to go wrong. Don't sweat the small stuff. Focus on having fun and celebrating your love.
So true. At the end of the day, it's about the memories, not about the perfectly executed outfit changes.
Exactly. And speaking of memories, remember those badass brides we talked to earlier? Well, they also shared some amazing stories about their outfit change experiences.
Ooh, I love hearing from the trenches. Give me all the details.
One bride, Olivia, said that her second outfit, a sleek white pantsuit, was a total game changer. She felt like a badass boss walking into the reception, and it perfectly reflected her and her partner's modern minimalist style.
Okay, I love that. Pantsuits for weddings are seriously underrated.
I know, right? And then there's Sophia.
What about Sophia?
She shared a hilarious story about her after-party look. She planned to wear a sparkly mini dress, but accidentally packed the wrong shoes. She ended up rocking her comfy sneakers with the dress, and she said it was the best decision ever.
See, sometimes those unplanned moments turn out to be the best ones.
Totally. She felt so much more comfortable and able to dance the night away. Did any of the brides have any regrets, though, about going with multiple outfits?
That's a good question.
Well, interestingly enough, most of them said they wished they had allotted more time for the actual changes. They underestimated how long it would take to get in and out of each look, you know, with the accessories and everything, and they ended up feeling a little rushed and stressed.
That's a good point. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of the day and totally forget about the logistics of all those outfit changes.
Right. You don't want to be in a rush, that's for sure. Oh, and another common regret was not having a designated person to help with the transitions. Trying to wrangle a complicated dress and a million accessories on your own is like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, you definitely need a team of trusty bridesmaids or like a super organized planner to keep things running smoothly.
Absolutely. So, bottom line, if you're going for multiple outfits, make sure you factor in the time and the support you'll need for those changes.
Okay, solid advice. Now let's talk about the big one, the budget. How can you make this multiple outfit trend work without like completely draining your bank account?
Okay, let's get real. Multiple outfits can definitely add up. But don't worry, girl. There are definitely ways to make it work without going into debt. First of all, prioritize. If this is something that you're really set on, like it's a must-have for you, be prepared to allocate a bigger chunk of your budget to attire.
Okay, that makes sense. But what are some practical tips for saving money without, you know, sacrificing style?
Renting, my friend. Renting is your new best friend. Definitely do that. And think about versatility. Can you rewear any of those pieces after the wedding? Maybe that reception jumpsuit can become your go-to for a fancy night out.
Ooh, I love that. Getting more bang for your buck.
Exactly. And never underestimate the power of accessories. You can completely transform a look with a statement necklace, a cool belt, a bold hairpiece. It's a way to add personality and create totally different vibes without spending a ton of money on a whole new outfit.
Okay, so we've talked about like how to nail those quick changes, how to handle any wardrobe malfunctions.
Heard from real brides in the wild.
And even covered some budget-friendly options for making this whole multiple outfit thing a reality. But let's be honest, it's not just about the practicality of it all, right? It's about creating a visual story.
Hell yeah. Multiple outfits are a chance to really showcase your personal style, your love story, and all those different sides of who you are. It's about making a statement, breaking traditions, and most importantly, having fun with fashion.
Okay, but how do you actually translate that, like, vision into a reality? How do you choose outfits that tell a cohesive story while still, you know, feeling authentic to you?
All right, that's where things get really fun. Buckle up, because we're about to dive into some seriously inspiring ideas for rocking this trend and making it your own. All right, so we've talked about the logistics, the budget, you know, like all the practical stuff, but now let's get to the fun part.
Yes, the fashion.
Okay, so let's say you're a bride who's all about that classic timeless elegance. How can you rock multiple outfits without losing that, you know, that sophisticated vibe?
Good question.
So for the ceremony, you can't go wrong with like a traditional ball gown or an A-line dress. You know, think luxurious fabrics, delicate lace, maybe a tight of sparkle. But here's where it gets interesting. For the reception,
I love this name.
Consider a sleek, fitted gown in a rich jewel tone. It's still elegant, but with a touch of like modern sophistication.
Ooh, I love that. It's like classic with a twist.
Exactly. And maybe switch up the accessories, you know, go for something a little bolder for the reception look.
Right. Like a statement necklace or some dramatic earrings.
Exactly. Accessories can totally transform a look. Okay. But what about the brides who are all about those boho vibes? How can they rock multiple outfits while staying true to that like free-spirited style?
Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like boho brides have such a specific aesthetic.
Totally. So for the ceremony, think flowy silhouettes, ethereal fabrics, nature-inspired details, like a lace gown with bell sleeves and a floral crown would be stunning.
Oh my God, so dreamy.
Right. And then for the reception, maybe switch to a lighter, more comfortable dress with like delicate embroidery or crochet detailing.
I'm picturing it now, twirling into the stars in a dress that just like flows in the breeze. Mm-hmm. So romantic.
And for the after party, a simple slip dress with a fringe shawl would be the perfect like touch of boho chic.
Love it. Okay, so we've covered classic, we've covered boho. What about the brides who are going for like a more modern, edgy vibe? How can they make this multiple outfit trend their own?
Okay, so for our edgy brides, think clean lines, structured silhouettes, and unexpected details. For the ceremony, a minimalist slip dress with like a statement cape or overskirt would be amazing.
Okay, I see it. So chic.
Right. And then for the reception, switch to a tailored jumpsuit or a sleek pantsuit with a bold cutout or some metallic accents.
Yes. Talk about a power move.
It's all about making a statement. And for the after party, a leather jacket or like a cool pair of sneakers would complete that effortlessly cool vibe.
This is all so inspiring. But I know some brides might be like a little hesitant about pulling off such bold looks. Any advice for overcoming those fears and embracing their inner fashion icon?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, remember that it's your day, you know, you get to make the rules. So if you're drawn to a certain style, don't let anyone talk you out of it.
Preach. It's all about owning your choices and rocking them with confidence.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment, you know, try on different styles, play with accessories and see what makes you feel the most amazing, the most you.
Yes. And if you're working with a stylist, be open and honest with them about your vision and like what you're comfortable with. They can totally help you find pieces that flatter your body type and express your personal style.
Absolutely. And most importantly,
yes,
have fun with it. The whole point of this trend is to celebrate you, your love story, your unique style.
So true. It's about creating a wedding day experience that's truly, authentically you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today, from like the psychology behind the ceremony look to budget-friendly tips to style inspiration. We've basically given you the ultimate guide to rocking this multiple outfit trend.
So don't be afraid to break the rules, embrace your individuality, and create a wedding day that is as unique and as amazing as you are.
And remember, we're here to cheer you on every step of the way.
Yeah.
Now go out there and slay, girl.
Yeah.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.